the weekend with Emerge.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. National Geophysical Survey hits 42.6% completion. 51-year-old man axed to death after Independence Day celebrations in Chama. And in global news, Ivory Coast goes to the polls as Ouattara seeks fourth term. Afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development says the country has reached a major milestone in the ongoing high-resolution aerial geophysical survey, with 42.6% of Zambia successfully mapped as of October 15, 2025. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo explains that the major national project launched in July 2024 is a key component of government's ongoing strategy to unlock the country's mineral potential and build a modern geological database. Mr. Tembo says survey aircraft are currently operating in the northwestern province, covering Kasemba and Solezi districts, and have also commenced work in southern province, mapping Namwala, Zimba, Kalomo, and Choma districts. He says this follows the completion of the first major phase in August this year, which covered several districts including Ikalengi and Mwinilunga in the northwestern province, parts of Manyinga, Kabompo, and Mofumbwe, as well as Kaoma district in western province. Mr. Tembo has stated that a specialized firm, Exa Caliber, is conducting the survey, which remains on schedule for completion by mid-2026.
The survey aircraft are currently active in northwestern and southern provinces. This initiative is on track for completion next year. Once completed, it will provide a modern geological database to boost mineral exploration, attract new investment, and significantly contribute to our national economic growth. We are building a data-driven future for Zambian mining.
Two children aged 12 have died in separate road traffic accidents that occurred yesterday in Kalumbila and Kaperimposhi districts. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi explains that the first incident happened around 07 hours in Kisasa area, Kalumbila district, and involved a mountain bicycle ridden by a 15-year-old girl who had a 12-year-old Pelion passenger on board. Mr. Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that the accident happened when the cyclist, due to excessive speed, lost control of the bicycle, went off the road and hit a tree. He says the pillion passenger, a 12-year-old boy of the same area, sustained fatal injuries and died on the spot, while the rider suffered minor injuries. Mr. Chilavi says the second accident occurred around 18 hours along Punde Road at Chembwe Market in Luanshimba area of Kaperimposhi. He explained that the incident involved a Mitsubishi Canter driven by an unknown motorist who fled the scene after hitting a pedestrian identified as 12-year-old Priska Chiki of Luanshimba area.
Two children, aged 12, died in separate road traffic accidents that occurred on October 24, 2025 in Kalumbira and Kaperimposhi districts. In Kalumbira district, the accident involved a mountain bicycle ridden by a 15-year-old girl of Kisasa area who had a pillion passenger on board. The cyclist sustained minor injuries. The pillion passenger, a 12-year-old boy from the same area, sustained fatal injuries and died on the spot. The accident occurred around 07 hours in Kisasa area.
A 51-year-old man of Chama District in Eastern Province has been murdered while returning home from Independence Day celebrations. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred between the evening of 24th October and the early hours of today at Chizimba, Chief Kambombo in Chama District. Mr. Mwemba says the deceased, Matthews Kumwenda of Mutanila Village, was reportedly riding his bicycle home from Chama Town Centre when he was attacked by unknown assailants. Mr. Mwemba explains in a statement that initial investigation suggests that the attack may have been motivated by suspicions that Kumwenda was practicing witchcraft. He says police officers who visited the scene found Mr. Kumwenda's body lying face down in a pool of blood with multiple deep cuts to the head consistent with an axe attack. Mr. Mwemba says the body has been collected and deposited at Chama District Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem results, while a case docket has been opened and investigations are ongoing. The Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training has emphasized the importance of harnessing the creativity of youths to drive innovation and entrepreneurship in the country. Organization Executive Director Clarence Musiamba is encouraging government and the private sector to invest in the youth and support entrepreneurship initiatives that can drive economic growth and national development. Mr. Musiamba has further urged government to prioritize inclusive and responsive governance that ensures access to basic services and opportunities for all citizens. He has further highlighted the need to work towards building a diversified economy that benefits all Zambians, noting that promoting good governance requires transparency, accountability, and inclusivity in national decision-making processes. In a statement, Mr. Musiamba has also stressed the importance of adopting sustainable practices to safeguard the nation's natural resources for future generations. The Oil Marketing Companies Association of Zambia, OMCAS, has urged government to shift from planning and negotiations to actual implementations of pipeline infrastructure projects. This follows a proposal by Mozambican President Daniel Chapo to develop a gas pipeline between Zambia, Mozambique and Zambia, taking advantage of Mozambique's abundant natural gas resources to boost Zambia's energy supply. OMCAS President Dr. Gafula Muranga says it is not enough to merely discuss the idea of a pipeline, but that government must allocate tangible budgetary support to demonstrate commitment to the project's execution. Dr. Muranga has told Phoenix News that policy measures must also be put in place to attract private sector investment towards pipeline development. He has stressed that the benefits of transporting petroleum products through pipelines far outweigh the use of roads or fuel tankers, which are limited by capacity constraints and face frequent border disruptions.
What we'd like to see going forward is that we don't just talk about the pipeline, but let's talk about the reflection of this commitment in the national budget. The government should be able then to show calls that, look, we are moving in this direction, there's a budget allocation, or there's a tender to that effect, or there's a PP that has been introduced by government. Whichever route it takes, but we should go past the level of just assessing the possibilities to committing resources into construction of these very key infrastructures.
Phoenix News, we take a break.
A whole new flight for radio.
In global news, polls have opened in Ivory Coast, where the country is voting to elect its next leader. Long-time President Alassane Ouattara is seeking a fourth term that would extend his rule to almost two decades. The election is the latest example of aging men continuing to hold power in Africa, the continent which boasts the youngest population in the world. Cameroon's Paul Biya, 92, Uganda's Yoweri Museveni, 81, and Equatorial Guinea's Teodoro Basogo, 83, are some other older African leaders still in power. the BBC now reports on other global stories.